From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. Today in Baltimore, the city's top prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, announced that Freddie Gray's arrest was illegal and that his treatment in police custody amounted to murder and manslaughter. And she announced criminal charges against six members of the Baltimore Police Department.
Officer Caesar Goodson is being charged with second-degree depraved heart murder, involuntary manslaughter, second-degree negligent assault, manslaughter by vehicle by means of gross negligence, manslaughter by vehicle by means of criminal negligence, misconduct in office for failure to secure a prisoner, failure to render aid. Officer William Porter is being charged.
Mosby then read all the charges against the remaining officers.
Joining us now from Baltimore is NPR national correspondent Jeff Brady. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, good afternoon.
So we just heard Marilyn Mosby reading some of the charges. What other details can you give us about them?
Well, nobody was really expecting an announcement like this today, and there are a lot of charges there in there. Some of them carry very long prison sentences. If there's a guilty verdict, when this case goes to trial, the most serious charges have been filed against, as you heard there, Officer Caesar Goodson, second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and other charges. Sergeant Alicia White also has manslaughter charges filed against her and other charges. Four other officers face a variety of charges, including false imprisonment. And that's because officers detained Freddie Gray without probable cause, according to Marilyn Mosby. She says he committed no crime when he was arrested.
Huh. And I see that second-degree murder charge, if found guilty, can carry a penalty up to 30 years. Jeff, tell us a little bit more, if you could, about this false imprisonment charge. Did Mosby, give more details about the events leading up to Gray's arrest and death?
Yeah, we do have some more details, and this is what the protesters here in Baltimore have been demanding, and quite a few more details released today. A lot about that ride, from the moment he was arrested to the moment he was taken to the hospital. She talked about how he was put in the van. He wasn't secured as he was supposed to be, suffered a neck injury when he was in the van because he wasn't secured. And Mosby said that there were several times that officers could or should have called for medical help, even a few times when Gray himself asked for it. But those officers didn't call for medical help. They actually went to pick up another prisoner. And Mosby says that one officer, Alicia White, she spoke to the back of Gray's head at one point, and she didn't get a response. She said White didn't try to assess Gray's condition or call a medic. And by the time officers tried to remove Gray from that van, he was not breathing. He went into cardiac arrest. He was rushed to the hospital, and then he died a week later.
Hmm. And today, Marilyn Mosby also had a message to protesters in Baltimore and the rest of the country. So let's listen to what she had to say.
To the people of Baltimore and the demonstrators across America, I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
So briefly, Jeff, how are people reacting?
It's a celebration, really. People were driving near that CVS drugstore that was looted and set on fire on Monday and honking their horns. You'd almost think the trial was over, but that is exactly what people want here. They want a conviction in this case. But, of course, there's a trial to get through before that.
NPR's national correspondent Jeff Brady in Baltimore. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.